another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Hebrews. We're in chapter 10 with verses 28 through 31. Anyone who rejects the law of Moses is put to death without pity on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Do you not think that a much worse punishment is due to the one who has contempt for the Son of God, considers unclean the covenant blood by which he was consecrated, and insults the Spirit of grace? We know the one who said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," and again, "The Lord will judge his people." It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. When we reject Jesus, we reject the law of Moses, brought to the world by the glorious omnipotence of the one and only true God. We insult the Spirit of grace and nullify the covenant blood which God consecrated to cleanse our sins in Christ Jesus. Paul reminds us that punishment due his contempt for the Son, that's contempt for the Son, due his contempt for the Son of God, and the Lord will repay, as he reminds us, "Vengeance is mine." Yes, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, for he will destroy your very soul, placing you in eternal judgment of damnation, placed in hell as the only ending of life's location. I don't know about you, but I'm fearful of destroying this covenant. Therefore, I will live my life calling on God first and Jesus for every instance, for every desire, for every love only Christ will admire. Today, I'm in the prison once again as we face the men in blue. I'm going to give a talk today sharing what it means to problem solve. You can only imagine how difficult it must be within the walls of barbed wire fences. But to call on the name of the Lord in all things gives us true ability to overcome any situation in the name of Jesus. Therefore, pray for us today as we continue our work with those behind the walls of barbed wire, and lift us up in your daily prayer of forgiveness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Join us as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty, as we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others. In the Holy Spirit, we pray today for the brothers in Kairos, the men in blue behind the walls of barbed wire, as we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Hebrews 10. It's verses 28 through 31. Two stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, "Grace, Spirit, Insults Leads to Bad Results." Death, if Moses law reject, testimony, pity requires witnesses too. Punishment worse, God's Son contempt. Consecrated covenant, unclean blood isn't true. Grace, Spirit, insults leads to bad results. Mine is the vengeance, Lord repaid reminds. People his judge things fearful without trust. God living hands into fall the divine confines. Amen. I'm Tom Shookers Wiggins. It's May 7, 2022. I'm recording this morning early at 6.03 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Call out to our good friends John and Marie as a perpetual prayer each day. God bless you too as we close today in the name of Jesus at 6:09. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you.